Fountain is arguably the single most controversial work of art in the 20th century. Yet the original was nothing more than an ordinary urinal, purchased from a plumbing store, turned on its side, and signed with the name R. Mutt. That was the pseudonym Marcel Duchamp used when he submitted the urinal to the 1917 Society for Independent Artists exhibit. At the time, committee members proclaimed that all submitted works would be shown.
Of course, when I sent it to the organizers of the independence, because independent shows are supposed not to have any jury, they just rejected it. They refused. They put it behind the partition for doing the whole show. It was very dramatic, in a way. All that for a urinal.
Fountain was one of several everyday objects Duchamp selected, then displayed as fine art. He called them ready-mades, and they suggested that the idea of an artwork could be as important as originality, craft, or beauty. This radical new way of thinking about art opened the way for generations of artists to come.
I think that there was definitely a scandalous intent. I think he knew that people would object to this. But, I mean, I've always felt they would have objected to pretty much anything, any of the earlier ready-mades at that time.
Art historians Michael Taylor and Francis Naumann in conversation.
Well, part of the idea of ready-mades, of course, from the beginning was that they were not to have any aesthetic quality.
Aesthetic quality, right.
He said that if he picked a ready-made that was picked for the purpose of being beautiful, he would be falling into the same routine that others who would, let's say, find driftwood on the beach. He would be picking them for beauty, and as a result, it would be entering, as he said, into the plane of aesthetics, like everything else, like painting, like sculpture. And he wanted it to be divorced from that. The only problem is that people were too used to looking at art for the purpose of finding beauty in it.